This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Last week, producer Dan shared with us that there might be a mouse in their new apartment.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
That could be a problem for his girlfriend, Kaylee, who hates mice. And since the moment you moved in, Kaylee has been floating the idea of you getting a pet, and you're a dog guy.
Well, she was floating the idea of me getting a cat before she, when in my old apartment. So she just wanted a cat at my house.
But you're a dog guy.
I am.
So you're getting a dog.
Well, we aren't allowed dogs in our apartment complex. We are allowed one cat per tenant rules.
All right. And what is this audio we have?
So a couple editorial notes before we get into this. First, she doesn't know I'm recording for the first like 90 seconds or 2 minutes of this audio. So this is just her laying next to me and this is just my life. She doesn't even realize it's happening. And during it, at times,
How nice for her.
During it, at times, you're going to hear her just yell random cat names. And that is because she is scrolling through adoption websites and not paying attention to me. So if it seems hard to follow at times, welcome to my life.
Oh my God, we need to have an exercise wheel. He needs to be fit because we live in an apartment complex and we can't take him for long walks.
So people don't take their cats for walks.
Yeah, they do. Look at the wheel. We got to get a wheel. Oh, one of my podcasts uses Pretty Litter as one of their ads, which is the litter that basically tells you if your cat is sick. We got to get that because my cat is going to get the best service in this house.
That sounds expensive.
We got to get a therapeutic heated cat bed. Oh.
No, we don't.
So you can be so sweet. And
cats have lived thousands of years without therapeutic heated cat beds.
Oh, a little fountain, water fountain. Come on. We got to get that. Why are you looking at me like that?
No, that was important. I'm going to stand by that one. You want fresh water. Nothing with a filter.
I never even said we were getting a cat. We're getting therapeutic cat beds.
Aww.
I feel like I'm not even getting a set.
Nope.
How much money have you just hypothetically spent?
Don't worry about it. I make the money. Oh, I just want a cat laying right here.
I said we'll talk about getting a cat in January.
Oh, or if we get two, we can get a bonded pair. You want to get a bonded pair? Candy corn! Hi, candy corn!
$375 adoption fee.
It helps the protection of animals in Wakefield society with pet care costs. Come on, keep up.
Kaylee, can you please plead your case as to why we should get a cat in our household?
All right, first things first, the controversial mouse situation. Mice will not come in here if they know a cat is here.
Alleged mouse situation.
I'm saying controversial for that reason exactly. Don't laugh in my face. There's a mouse in here. I've kind of given up because he went back in the walls. That's what they do. They go back in the walls.
Okay, let's not get bogged down on the mouse. Why should we get a cat?
Okay, I gotta yawn. Okay. Hold on, I gotta laugh. We should get a cat because they're cute and cuddly, and they're super independent. So you can, like, go away for, like, a night and leave them food. And they're easy to clean up after. You don't have to see them for walks. They go to the bathroom in the house, so you can just clean it up easily in the house. And they're very cute, and they help keep calm. Keep calm. They just, like, want to hang out. It's just like a friend that they just want to hang out with you.
And what about cat hair getting on all of our clothes for the rest of eternity?
That's a risk I'm willing to take.
What if I'm less enthusiastic than you about getting a cat?
I think it's going to be like your dad when your mom asked if they get a dog. Like your dad now, he loves Bobo. And it's going to be like that.
My mom waited till my dad was in the hospital for a month to get that dog. It was a sneak attack.
Nancy Breslin, I forgot about that.
She swooped right in at his worst time and got a dog.
I forgot.
She's playing chess.
Something like that.
My mom waited till my dad was in the hospital for a month to get that dog. It was a sneak attack. Are you going to take care of it and do all the work?
Yeah.
That's on record?
Yes, I will. Tia is a 1-year-old tabby. Tamara is a 2-year-old gray and white domestic short hair. They're bonded for life. We don't know if it's because they're mother and daughter or simply best friends. Honey, you can't look at their faces.
Admittedly, they're very cute.
Babe, look at them. They're cleaning each other. Oh.
You think it'd be good for emotional connection?
Yes, I do. And I think it's good if you get one, because then we can see if we can keep something alive together. Don't put that in.
I feel like a plant's a good place to start.
Oh, Dan. I mean, this is a tale as old as time. First, there's a pet.
Yep, ask Carson about Zeus, the dog, and why they got him.
Similar reasons?
The exact same reason.
Am I on a parallel path as you, just 20 years behind?
It's exactly what's happening, Dan. It's exactly.
No, it's about the same timetable, quite frankly.
Yes, I do. And I think it's good if you get one, because then we can see if we can keep something alive together. Don't put that in. I swear.
It's a good starter, a starter organism.
Starter cells.
We couldn't even keep a plant alive.
I'm keeping that in.
No.
I just want to be clear. All of my animals have lived a happy, healthy life. The plant did die, but that's a different thing.
You know how Lana got me with the dog? Was she found a puppy named Carson.
Oh.
And it was adorable. And his name was Carson. How are you going to fight with your girl?
Carson, you didn't have a choice. Full stop.
It's true.
Do I have a choice?
No.
It didn't sound like it. Like, she's buying therapeutic cat beds. We don't even have a cat.
Okay. Before you buy stuff, come to Auntie, because I've already done all the work for you, because you're going to have to buy stuff for this cat that's coming in your home.
617-655-1234.
If you want to call in and defend me.
Is Dan getting a cat?
Honey.
Or is he?
or for the partners out there, what animal did you have to get?
Right. Or can you come up with a better argument for Dan, because he hasn't come up with a good one yet? Because
no isn't working.
No. I have an idea, Dan, of something that you can do to not get a cat, okay?
And she is just breezing right through no.
I will share. I got a hack for you, Dan. I'm telling you. Okay, I have a hack for you. We'll share that next.
That's the man who had to get a dog.
617-655-1234. Notice I don't have a cat, though, Dan. That's all I'm saying. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.